Our local historian Chris Robinson joins us for our monthly chewing of the fat, as it were, of historical events in Plymouth. And you've come up with a genius book this week, Chris. Welcome.
Yes, hi Tim.
Plymouth's Electrical Revolution. Now, it's a book by, as you've just handed to me, by Edward Luscombe and Chris Buck. Where shall we start?
Well, do you know, I think it's one of those things that we all take for granted, electricity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it hasn't really been with us that long. There was a guy, Jonathan Herder, gave a demonstration of an arc light from the top of Devonport Column in 1849.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any buildings lit by electricity or serviced by electricity. I think the Hoe Pier was the first one in 1884.
Right.
A few years later, the Theatre Royal, because it helped their insurance premiums considerably to stop using gas and limelight and everything to light up stages and everything. So they went electric. But even so, there wasn't a kind of corporation supplier of electricity or anybody in the town until really the trams came along, and the poor old horses got a bit of a break because there were hundreds of horses involved in pulling trams around Plymouth in the 1890s.
So but what we're saying really is that if you're in your 50s or above, your grandparents would have been born in a time when there was no electricity.
At the start of the First World War, less than 2% of Plymouth were connected to electricity.
Wow.
Between the wars, it went from about 3,000-4,000 households to 50,000 households. So that's a lot of Plymouth. But that was a 20-year period up to 1939. So you're absolutely right. Loads of people would have grown up without electricity. And you think of the number of devices we've got now and, you know, the feasibility of running a radio station.
Oh, I'd have to stand on the roof with a megaphone for a start. But at the start of the book, Chris has shown me a thing from a hotel, so this would have been on the wall of a hotel room.
Indeed.
I'll read it to you because I think this is the funniest thing I've seen in years. It says, "This room is equipped with electric light," underlined. "Do not attempt to light with match. Simply turn key on wall by the door." And then in small print, there's always small print. The small print says, "The use of electricity for lighting is in no way harmful to health, nor does it affect the soundness of sleep." And we see that as very funny. But I suppose for people who didn't know about electricity, they'd be concerned.
It was slightly scary.
Yeah. You know,
how does it work?
Yeah. I still don't know how it works.
No, I can remember all that sort of Faraday and Volta and all those people that you studied in magnetic fields, but... Yeah,
but anyway, so Edward and Chris have written this book. It tells the story, I guess, of how we
came out a little while ago, but I'm sure you can still get it. Ted Luscombe turns up a lot of old Plymouth Society things and local studies days, and he's written about a number of subjects locally. And it's great when people sort of knuckle down. There was a picture I found, I think it came from another local historian, John Bolden, and it was unidentified. And I worked out that it was old Town Street.
Yeah.
And what Old Town Street was widened in the 1890s massively. And because there was street widening, largely to accommodate the electric tram, it was a perfect opportunity to lay electric cables.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like when broadband comes around and they're laying all these fibre optics.
Yeah.
But this was much bigger deal. And I just thought, well, where is this? And worked it out. And why did they take the picture? And I subsequently discovered that Old Town Street was the first street where they laid cables, and Ebrington Street, in the city. So it was an important photograph. They don't just take these things randomly.
No, absolutely right. And it's interesting, isn't it, that these things, they'd only develop when the usage becomes obvious. So, yeah, you can have electricity, but what are we going to do with it? The trams, right now, we really go with it.
Yeah.
There's a great picture, a lot of good pictures in this book, but I'll just pick up on one, and it's two power stations at Prince Rock in 1960. So... obviously they've gone now.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that they went, and I think actually tragically somebody was killed by one of the bricks from the tower when it was blown up.
Oh goodness me.
And it flew some considerable distance.
Yeah. A fascinating book, and is it still in print?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you've got an interest in electricity, that's the book for you. Plymouth's Electrical Revolution. Chris, that's fascinating. Thanks so much. We'll see you next month.
Cheers, Tim.